Let us pray. Almighty God, Heavenly Father, we bless you that this is the day you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And Lord, we ask that you speak to us through your holy word. Give to us ears to hear all you are saying. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please be seated. Very warm good afternoon to all of you. Today we begin a new sermon series, From Glory to Glory, based on the life of David. David is Israel's favorite king, so much that we can learn from the life of David. And so for today, David, the giant killer, relevant to all of us, because we all have giants in our life that we need to kill. What are giants? Giants are things that terrify us. Mountains that are too big that we cannot seem to move them. We all need to kill giants. What can we do to kill giants? Firstly, we must prepare. Prepare. We prepare by doing our everyday tasks and doing them well. Even if these tasks do not seem glamorous, we do them well. We do them for the glory of God. And this is our preparation for killing giants. For David, his preparation to kill Goliath started way back when he was a shepherd boy. The Lord had told the prophet Samuel that one of Jesse's 8 sons would be the king. Samuel didn't know which son, but this is what the Lord said. And so Samuel went to Jesse and asked to see his sons. The first few sons who passed by, very impressive. They were tall, I suppose they were well-built and muscular. And Samuel thought, this surely is the next king of Israel. But God said no. And this happened on and on and on until finally Samuel said, don't you have any sons left? And Jesse said, well, they're still the youngest, but you know, he's just a shepherd. The implication is that the father, Jesse, never thought that his youngest son was what we call king material. He didn't think that David was qualified to be a king. But it was precisely because David was a shepherd that God was preparing him to be a giant killer. When David was a shepherd, there were times when his sheep were attacked by bears and by lions. Fierce, terrible, fierce animals. I don't think any of us would like to meet these animals in the wild. These animals are strong, taller, heavier, fiercer than any man. And David was just a boy, not yet a fully grown man. He didn't have the strength of a man, but he had the courage, he had the faith in God to fight single-handedly against these animals. Terrible task. You know, these animals, they have claws, they have sharp teeth, they can easily rip your body apart. But David was able to kill them. David himself didn't realize the significance until he saw this giant, Goliath. And this is what David said to Saul. 1 Samuel 17:36. Your servant, that's David, has killed both the lion and the bear. This uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them because he has defied the armies of the living God. So for us, how do we prepare to be a giant killer? By doing the things that God has given to us daily. Do them well. In Singapore, you know, at the start of this year, we had Circuit Breaker. And when we had Circuit Breaker, many of us, church workers, pastors, we were at a loss. How are we going to continue to look after the so-called sheep, that's people, members of the church? How do we look after you when we cannot even come to church to worship? We cannot see you. We cannot be with you face to face. So that started a process of phone calls, calling people just by phone, things that we haven't done for many years. Who uses a phone anymore to call people, right? But we had to start it all over again with Circuit Breaker. And it was during one of these phone calls, us talking to a member of our church, and she made a request. And she said, can she and her sister have a private session with me for the baptism of the Holy Spirit? That was her desire. And I said, yeah, sure. But we will do it on Zoom because, you know, circuit breaker, we couldn't see each other face to face. I said, we'll do it on Zoom. Honestly, when I said that, I had no idea how things will work out. I prayed for people before to be baptized in the Holy Spirit, but always face to face, always with laying on of hands, never before on Zoom, which is like a video call. Could this be done? Would the Holy Spirit work? I had no idea, but I said, let's meet, and they said yes. Praise God, during the session, as we prayed for the baptism of the Holy Spirit, these two sisters really were filled with the Holy Spirit. They felt His presence. They felt His warmth. They cried. They spoke in tongues. It was beautiful. And for me, that was a breakthrough because I never knew these things could work. You know, separated by such great distance, never knew it could happen. After this request from the two sisters, another request came to me, this time from a mother and a daughter. Same thing. They wanted to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Again, I said yes. Again, praise God, the Holy Spirit moved and touched them wonderfully. And then the Lord gave to me an idea. Why not have a Holy Spirit seminar? Because it seems that so many church members are hungry in their hearts for a greater move of the Holy Spirit. I discussed this with the 5 p.m. pastors. They liked the idea. So we had a Holy Spirit seminar on Zoom. And praise God, we were overwhelmed by the response. So many people attended, not just from 5 p.m. service, but from other services in cathedral. Even non-Anglican churches, they came. And the reality of the Holy Spirit, it was undeniable. At the meetings, the people cried. They felt the presence of the Holy Spirit. They felt His warmth. They broke out in tongues. It was simply wonderful. Now you ask me, I thought we were talking about killing giants. What does this have to do with killing giants? So my answer is simple. For me, I've been a pastor for a long time. I've always enjoyed preaching, and I would gladly preach on anything except anything to do with the Holy Spirit. Why? Because I was terrified. To me, if I preach any normal sermon, after that, I can just smile at you and go and sit down. Everything is fine. But a Holy Spirit sermon is different because after we preach, there has to be manifestation. There has to be the Holy Spirit making Himself real to you. And I was terrified. I said, what if I preach and the Holy Spirit doesn't come? What if I preach and nothing happens? And I will, what Chinese call, lose face. It will be terrible. So to me, preaching a Holy Spirit sermon was my giant. It was the mountain that could never be overcome. But praise God, through COVID-19, the Lord has taught me to overcome this fear, step by step, simply by doing small things, faithful things, calling church members, agreeing to their requests. How do we kill giants? Firstly, we prepare. Second, we plan. We must plan. Saul was the king of Israel, but he had no plan. No plan to defeat the enemy. Every day, the Philistines would send out their giant. Their giant, he was Goliath. He would come and taunt the enemies, that is Israel, and he would say to the Israelites, send a man to me so that we can fight. Every day, the Bible says, when Goliath did this, the whole Israelite army did one thing. They turned and they ran for their life. Every day. Why were they so scared? Goliath was truly massive. Bible scholars estimate that he was anything from, in modern day terms, we would call anything from 9 feet to 13 feet. So here you have a little graphic, and the tallest one, that would be Goliath's height. And the one next to him wearing red is an NBA player, you know, American basketballer. American basketballers are incredibly tall, much taller than average men. So that's the one in red, incredibly tall man. And the one in yellow is the average size American man. So you can see that Goliath was towering above the head of any tall basketballer. That's how big and massive Goliath was. Saul, he was the tallest man in Israel. That's what the Bible says. If any man should have fought Goliath, it should have been Saul. But no, he had no plan. Actually, as a king of Israel, any simple plan would do. You know what's a simple plan? Send out a small army, let the Philistines come out and fight the small army, and then send Israel's best soldiers round by another way, ambush the enemy, and kill them. That's just a simple plan. But Saul didn't even have a simple plan. The Bible says every day, 40 days, morning and evening, Goliath would challenge. Every day, morning and evening, the Israelites ran for their lives. I ask you this, 40 days, morning and evening, that's 80 times. Wouldn't you have a plan after 80 times? Saul had no plan, absolutely no plan. But David had a plan. David was not even a soldier. He was just a shepherd boy. And yet he had a plan to defeat Goliath. He went to the brook. A brook is a small stream. And there he searched and he selected 5 smooth stones. Notice, it wasn't that David was carrying stones with him. He had a plan. He had to go to the river. He had to search for the stones, 5 small stones. You ask, why stones? What gave David this idea that he could kill Goliath with a stone? The Bible doesn't say, but there's a Jewish tradition. So according to this Jewish tradition, when David heard Goliath, you know, Goliath was blaspheming God. When David heard Goliath blaspheme God, David remembered Torah. Torah is the Old Testament teachings of the Bible. And this is what Leviticus 24:16 says. It says, "Whoever blasphemes the name of the Lord shall surely be put to death. All the congregation shall stone him." So, Jewish tradition says, this was why David took stones. I think it's quite possible. You know, Saul and the whole Israelite army obviously had lost their faith in God. They would have forgotten all the Torah they ever read. But David, he loved God passionately. He would have remembered reading the scriptures. This is what the Bible says. Stone the one who blasphemes God. And so, David took 5 stones. But maybe you ask, why did he take 5 stones? Is it because David had no faith that he thought, throw one, I'll miss. Throw two, I'll miss. I need to throw 5 times and then I'll kill Goliath. Is that so? I don't think so. There is the Perry Stone Hebraic Prophetic Study Bible. According to this Bible, Perry Stone tells us, reminds us rather, that in the lifetime of David, there wasn't just one giant called Goliath. There were actually 4 other giants, and they were all Philistines. They are actually named in 2 Samuel 21, verses 15 to 22. And so these are the names. Ish-Benob, Saph, Goliath the Gittite. By the way, Goliath the Gittite is not the same as Goliath who was killed by David. This is another Goliath. And there was one with no name, a giant with no name. But this giant with no name, he had 6 fingers on his left hand, 6 fingers on his right hand, 6 toes on his left foot, 6 toes on his right foot. So that makes a total of 24 digits. And normal human beings, we have only 20, right? So this nameless giant had 24 digits. Read them up. Read up the names. 2 Samuel 21. It's very interesting. It all happened in the lifetime of David. 4 other giants besides Goliath, all Philistines. So Perry Stone thinks that David chose 5 stones so that with the first stone he could kill Goliath. And he was willing, if need be, if the other 4 also appeared, he could have killed the other 4 as well. Is that why he took 5 stones? I think it's possible. In any case, notice what the Bible says. 1 Samuel 17:48. When the Philistine arose and came and drew near to meet David, David ran quickly toward the battle line to meet the Philistine. David ran towards the giant. Do you remember what the Israelite army did? They ran away from the giant. But David ran towards the giant. Because when you have a plan, you feel you are in control of the situation. You can run towards the situation. If you have no plan, you want to run away because you don't know what to do. When you have a plan, you feel in control. And that is a great boost to our faith, isn't it? Because when we have no plan and we're totally lost, we just want to run away. In my case, I will be retiring in the not too distant future. And I know for some people, retirement is the best time of their life because in retirement, they can do all the things they've always wanted to do but never had the time. But I also know for other people, retirement is the worst time of their life because suddenly they don't know what to do. They wake up in the morning, they don't know what to do. And worse than that, there's no money even. So, retirement for me, will it be the best time or will it be the worst time? I've been praying and I feel that the Lord wants me to plan. He simply wants me to plan so that like David, I can rush towards the problem and take control of it. Not be like Saul, scared every day and running from the problem. How about you? What is your giant? Something that scares you. Something that you feel you have no control over. A problem so big you don't know how to solve it. What is your giant? Let us come before the Lord. Let's commit this to Him. Let's close our eyes. Hallelujah, Lord. Father, I thank you. You prepare us, Lord. You prepare us every day. If we are faithful to the things you call us to do, you will reveal more of yourself to us. You will reveal more of your plans and purposes for us. So, Lord, I pray for every single person here who has a giant and who's afraid. Lord, I pray that you'll prepare us to defeat the giants. And I pray, Lord, for a plan that you'll speak to each of us exactly what we are to do, that we would search out the right method, 5 stones, whatever it is, Lord, the right method to solve this problem, to kill the giants in our life. Can I pray a special blessing for you, brothers and sisters, those of you who want to kill giants, will you just raise your hand? Let me pray a special blessing for you. Yes, yes. For some of us, it's maybe financial insecurity. For some of us, a sickness. Let us pray. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit. The future, Lord, is scary for us. We don't know how it will work out. But Lord, I thank you that you who have been so faithful to us in the past, you will never leave us nor forsake us. You will, as you saw us through the past, you will see us through the future. So Lord, we place the future in your hands. And we ask, Lord, that instead of fear, instead of running from the issue, Lord, we will run towards it with great faith in our hearts, because you are with us. The same great faith that David had when he charged forward towards Goliath. Father, give to us that faith to see victory, that we may be people of overcoming faith, victorious faith, killing giants one by one, helping others to kill giants also. So Lord, bless especially the people who have raised our hands this afternoon. Lord, give them a special blessing, your special assurance, your great plan. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.